بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سيزده شعر وعارف بالله هزتي أخته سزد معنا شعاكي محمد أختر ساب نور الله مرقده تايتل إيز لذتي ذكر نامي خدا هي چمن لذتي ذكر نامي خدا هي چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن کی ہے جس نے بھی ہجرت تیرے نام پر پا گیا وہ بہارے وطن کی ہے جس نے بھی ہجرت تیرے نام پر پا گیا وہ بہارے وطن یہ ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے ہے ضروری گناہوں کو بھی چھوڑ دے اصل ہجرت نہیں صرف ترک وطن لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن یہ فیضان آہو فغا دیکھ لو دامنے کو ہمیں دل کے سامگن یہ ہے فیضان آہو فغا دیکھ لو دامنے کو ہمیں دل ہے کے سامگن بالیقین پائے گا نسبت اولیاء بالیقین پائے گا نسبت اولیاء جس کے دل کو لگی ہے خدا سے لگن لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و چمن دشت و چمن شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن شہر محبوب ہوگا جہاں بھی کہیں عاشقوں کا سنا ہے وہی ہے وطن پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں پھر مدینے کی لذت کو میں کیا کہوں کاش ہوتا مدینے میں میرا وطن لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن کس طرح میں کہوں دل سے اے دوستوں زندہ باد وطن زندہ باد وطن کس طرح میں کہوں دل سے اے دوستوں زندہ باد وطن زندہ باد وطن
وطن مجرد المدينة مهي هي وطن مجرد المدينة مهي اے مدینہ فدا تجھ پہ ہو صد وطن لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن نیک لوگوں میں ہو صاحب درد دل ہے چمن کوئی جیسے رشک کے چمن نیک لوگوں میں ہو صاحب درد دل ہے چمن میں کوئی جیسے رشک کے چمن روز و شب ہے یہ اختر کی آہو فغا روز و شب ہے یہ اختر کی آہو فغا بخش دے روز محشر مجھے ظلمنن لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن لذت ذکر نام خدا ہے چمن اور غفلت کی دنیا ہے دشت و دمن.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عباد الذین اصطفا اما بعد. This beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Ari Billah Rumi Awak Tabriz Zamana Mujaddid Zamana Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, in which Hazrat is teaching us that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has given life to get real enjoyment of life. And enjoyment of life is not where we looking for it. Hazrat explains, and this is the ayat of the Quran Kareem also, وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى says, عَلَى بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَعِنُّ الْقُلُوبِ. So Hazrat has titled this poem so beautifully, لَذَّةِ ذِكْرِ نَامِ خُدَاهِ چَمَن. That a person, everybody's dream, I want to be in a very enjoyable place. I want a palatial house, or I want to be staying in a beautiful garden. Or I want that place where it's peaceful and comfortable. No crime, no worry, nothing. Hazrat says that you'll never get anywhere in this world. Wherever, if you're looking for it, it only lies, this enjoyment you'll get when you get connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once you got that true connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then a person is all the time in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned, listen attentively, Ala bi zikrillah. That what the zikr of Allah, and here actually bi zikrillah means fi zikrillah. When a person becomes soaked in the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then wherever he is, his thoughts are with Allah Rabbul Izzat, he is in the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So wherever you are, maybe in the world, you will be in an enjoyable condition. You will be, that is a real garden which Allah Hazrat is saying, that lazzati zikre naam khuda hai chaman. Or ghaflat ki dunya hai dast o daman. That the real enjoyment of life, where you are in a splendid place, you are in a beautiful garden, in other words, in great enjoyment, this you'll only get when you start getting the taste of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Hamana Rum rahmatullah alayhi says so beautifully, e khudan, that Allah, Allah, eche shirinastanam. That, oh Allah, your name is the most pure, most sweetest name, more sweeter than all the enjoyable drinks mixed with honey, etc. And really, myself, we can't understand this. But the friends of Allah Ta'ala, they know that the sweetness of the name of Allah is more sweeter than all everything else in the world. As beautifully he says also, that he shakar khushtar ya shakar tazat. Is sugar more sweeter or the creator of sugar more sweeter? So when we get connection with the creator of sugar, Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allah doesn't have to put honey in our heart.
to make us feel sweet. Allah Ta'ala doesn't have to put sugar in our heart. If Allah Ta'ala extracts all the sugar from all from the whole world, then where will any sweet thing there be? So the sweetness is really in the name of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and this is why Allah has brought us here in these majalis, to learn how to get this connection with Allah Ta'ala. Otherwise, Hazrat says, when a person is unmindful of Allah Ta'ala, and like ourselves, myself, I should think, we are performing our salah, etc. But how mindful are we about Allah Ta'ala? How conscious I am in my salah that I am standing in the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So that unmindful state of mind, that now a person has got all the time different conditions in his mind. He's got just worry, that worry, going through fear, depression, etc. So Hazrat says he is living in a very destructive world. Outwardly he might be driving the best car, he might be living in the best house, but his heart is not at ease one moment. So the outward condition is not the condition of a person. The reality is what is in the heart. So Hazrat explains that such people who are unmindful of Allah Ta'ala, and they think now here there's too much crime, there's no more security in this country, let me go to another country, I'll find peace there, or there's better pastures, and just looking at our outward dunya, we don't realize the reality is still kadarul akhirah. Akhirat is our real home, that is what we should be working towards. And the sign that you are working towards that is you start getting peace, enjoyment in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. And real zikr is in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat says, ki hai jisne bhi Hazrat hijrat tere naam par pa gaya wo bahare watan. That person who actually migrated for your pleasure, O Allah, to save himself from any type of sin, that person migrated. That in this area there's too much sun, or in this gathering I was invited and I came here, I saw the photos taking place and all mixing of man and woman. That person migrates, he goes away from there. That person has actually found that the spring of his city. In other words, he is an enjoyment. People might think, oh, this is a foolish person. What, you know, he went away, it was a nice gathering, we had enjoyment, but ask them what's the enjoyment in their heart. In their heart they got no enjoyment. And a person who moves away from that city, where there's all type of evil, where there's all type of filth and dirt, you move away, and this is real hijrat. That not we look for greener pastures of this world, we look where we can obey the commands of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Where we can be saved from the disobedience of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And that is why Hazrat explained that what is real hijrat? Hai zaruri gunao ko bhi chhod de. Asral hijrat nahi sirf tarke watan. That actual hijrat is not just to migrate from one place to another. You're staying now in this area, now you say I'm going to a better area. Or you can go to anywhere in the world, but, and you think you're running away from crime, or you are running away from worries. If you go anywhere, but you don't have Allah with you, you'll never be at ease. But you can be in a crime-torn area, and in the lion's den, so to say. But when you got connection with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, Hazrat says, that is real hijrat, and that is enjoyment. That a person wants peace and comfort, he has to leave out all types of sin. And this is the effort of the Khanqah that Allah has brought us here in the company of our Shaykh, to learn how to make real hijrat. That now it is time, that don't I think that I am heading towards akhirat. Shouldn't I be leaving now? أَلَمْ يَأْنِنِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَنْ تَخْشَى قُلُوبُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Hasn't the time come now when we hear about Allah's greatness, and we're going to stand in the court of Allah, that we run away from all the disobedience of Allah, and people are looking for peace and contentment. Allah says, you'll never, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانُهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ. People who are doing good also, but mixing their good with evil. Let Allah save us. People are going for Hajj, Allah accepts. But there we still want to take photos and show the whole world. Allah says, you mix your goodness with oppression. That is, you're causing harm, breaking the laws of Allah. You think you'll get peace, you think you get guidance, never ever. You have to run away from the disobedience of Allah. And where you will learn this, ye hai faizan aao fuga dekh lo daman e koh me dil hai kaisa magan. That this is the great benefit of these majalis, that a person learns how that deep sigh of regret, ah, You learn how to take the name of Allah, Allah, and the deep sigh of Allah. You gave me life. I wasted 50, 60 years of my life, all in your disobedience and all mixing. I thought I'm thinking I'm performing salah, I'm making zikr, but I'm unmindful of you. So a person who dares that deep cry, middle of the night, is making tawbah, istighfar, through the barakat of the connection of the mashayikh. Hazrat says that person can be at the lap of the mountain. He can be in a quiet, small place, in a village, but he is in a different enjoyment. He just loves, and this is what is a sign of the love of Allah, that when a person gets connected to Allah, he wants to be in solitude. And on the other hand, you can be in a great gathering also, but you will be alone. That is, you will be connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And on the other hand, you can be alone, and if you are unmindful, today we got the world in our pocket. Your cell phone, you alone, but you in the whole world, locked in this world, in this porn site, in this way you are lost. Where can we get peace and happiness? Impossible. Hazrat says that bil yaqeen paayega nisbat-e awliya jiske dil ko lagi hai khuda se lagan. Allah Ta'ala has sent us here to become His great friend. And Allah Ta'ala informs us, who will be my friend? Ala inna awliya Allah la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun. Allah says, listen attentively. My friends are those that la khawfun, they have no fear that what is happening in the country and what is the price of the dollar or petrol or whatever or crime. They have got no fear and no grief. Who are those people? Yet all the time they stay with taqwa. They are worried that I mustn't break Allah's command. That is the great fear. Other fears will disappear when we have this fear. And that is why Hazrat says that we have to get, definitely, you will get this connection of being the friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when now your heart becomes totally attached with Allah ta'ala. Dil ko lagi hai khuda se lagan. Lagan means that when you just can't be missing out the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You feel totally uneasy if you didn't make your tilawat, you didn't make your zikr, if you just happen to miss your namaz with jamaat or with the first saf, how you feel. This is when a person gets connection with Allah, this is the sign of nisbat. This is the sign of connection with Allah Ta'ala. And that is why Allah has taught us, kunu ma'as-sadiqeen, be what my real pious servant, then you will get this. So Hazrat says, then you will understand that shehre mahbub hoga jahabi kahi aashiqo ka suna hai wahi hai watan. That now that your hometown will be that town where your beloved is. That is that sheikh of yours who taught you how to get connected to Allah. That is your actual town. You will be living in another city, but your beloved town is where my sheikh is. That is my town, and you love that city. And you'll be, and that is the true lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That where my beloved, my sheikh is, that is my hometown. And that is the most beloved town of mine. Then what can be said of the sheikh of all mashayikh, the greatest who came to teach the love of Allah, Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat says, then what can I explain you? Fir madine ki lazzat ko main kya kahu? Kaash hota madina mera watan. So the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are totally connected to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam in order to get connection with Allah. Hazrat says, what can I tell you, the enjoyment of Madina Sharif? One moment in Madina Sharif, all the wealth in the world cannot pay for that. And that is the real enjoyment. And I desire from the bottom of my heart, ya Allah, that could be my city. But even if you're not living there, Hazrat says, Allahu Akbar, kis tarah main kahu dil se ae dosto, zindabad ae watan, zindabad ae watan. So now understand, friends, from my heart can I ever say that my sati ever loved? That in other words, my sati be all the time be the glorious sati in the world. No, how can I say that? Because my sati is where my beloved is. And my beloved, the greatest of all beloved, is Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So can I see that is my heart attached to Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Hajjis are gone, mashallah, making ziyarat, very fortunate. But we can be connected with our hearts, and that is real connection. Otherwise a person is there, but if he is not connected with his heart, we are not conscious of the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we far away from our city of our beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Hazrat explained, hey, watan mein magar dil madina mein hai, Ey Medina, fida tujh pe ho sad watan. The friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their hearts are such that physically, bodily, they might not be there. But all the time, Hazrat says that I am in my hometown, but my heart is in Medina Sharif. My heart is by my beloved Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, O Medina Sharif, because my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is there, all the cities in the world, the biggest cities, cannot compare to the city of my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I'll sacrifice all that just to be there for a moment also. And then Hazrat explains, where you get this understanding, and where you get this enjoyment. Nek logo me ho, sahib e dard e dil, hai chaman me koi jaise ras ke chaman. That thus you will get in the gatherings of the real pious servants of Allah, the aashikeen, the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if there is a gathering of the lovers of Allah ta'ala, as we should make niyat, Allah has brought us here to learn the love of Allah. But in these mubarak, you get great awliya all sitting together. But there is a person who is called sahibi dard-e-dil. That person who's got the real pain of the love of Allah ta'ala. Like our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shaykh Hakim Akhtar Sahib and our Hazrat, wherever they are, any moment, it's not only bayan, we're talking of Allah's love. All the time talking of the love of Allah. So Hazrat says, that person is like in a beautiful garden, beautiful roses, splendid flowers, but that whole garden is envying this person. That he is the outstanding personality. So the real friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the world will say what they want to, but they will be admiring that person. That this person, through his barakat, the world is functioning. Allah ta'ala give us proper understanding. And finally, Hazrat says, that my real fikr and wadi, and this is what we will learn from the friends of Allah. To talk about love of Allah and love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is easy. But the reality is, one is to be connected to them. And the real connection is, we will see in the akhirat whether we were really connected. And for that, the person is worried. Roze shab hai ye akhtar ki aao fuga. Bakh de roze mehshar mujhe zulm minan. That in the middle of the night, that deep sighs and the cry that I'm making to Allah Rabbul Izzat day and night, that my du'as are what? My main du'a is, oh Allah, on that day of resurrection, when we all going to stand in your court, that day which is, everybody will be fearful, Anbiya will be also worried, on that day, oh Allah, please forgive me, because you are very, very kind, you are very, very generous as far as forgiveness is concerned. So this is the real wadi, and this is the sign we should see how much istighfar, tawbah we are making, how much of durood we are reciting upon Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how much we are trying to bring the sunnahs in our life. Allah give us tawfiq.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Muhammadu wa salli ala Rasulil Kareem. Amma ba'd. In the chapter on Hajj. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrates that on the occasion when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam migrated from Makkah Mukarramah, he turned towards the city as he was departing and said in grief and sorrow, "How pure and beloved a city you are to me. If my people had not expelled me, I would never have left you to look elsewhere." Since every believer has a bond of love with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is only necessary that this love will extend to the city which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loves so dearly. Thus love for Makkah Mu'azzamah is the result of the dua of two Anbiya alayhi wa sallam. It is Ibrahim alayhi salam and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What has been so far explained is the true actual and deeny significance of Hajj and the places of Hajj. Besides these deeny significance, there are also some worldly benefits in Hajj, although one's intention and gaze must not be on the worldly advantages. Without even being concerned of the worldly benefits, they are acquired automatically. Another ibadah similar to Hajj is Umrah, which is a sunnatul mu'akkadah obligation. Umrah too is an ibadah of love and consists of certain acts which are rendered in Hajj. For this reason, Umrah has been described as Hajj Azghar or the lesser Hajj. Umrah is rendered during the period of Hajj as well. Thus, two ibadahs of the greatest significance are united on one occasion. Besides the period of Hajj, the ibadah of Umrah may be discharged at any other time also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, وَأَتِمُّ الْحَجَّ وَالْعُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ. Fulfill Hajj and Umrah in full measure for the sake of Allah Ta'ala. It is necessary to observe all conditions, acts and etiquettes of these acts of ibadat. In addition of the greatest importance, sincerity of intention. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever fails to perform Hajj, in spite of having the means, and in spite of there being nothing to prevent him, may die as a Jew or Christian. This stern warning applies to those who forego the Farz Hajj for no valid Shari'i reason. The harshness of this warning indicates the absolute importance of Hajj. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever intends to go on Hajj should make a haste. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, unite Hajj and Umrah during the Hajj period. Both acts of ibadat eliminate poverty and sins in a similar way in which the impurities of gold, silver and ayah are eliminated. The reward of a Hajj, if it is performed correctly, is nothing other than Jannah. The above hadith mentions a worldly benefit and a dini benefit, namely elimination of poverty and elimination of sins. Sins here refer to huququllah, the sins committed against Allah Ta'ala in which the rights of others are not involved. Regarding huququl ibad, the rights of others, sins committed in this relation are not forgiven even by martyrdom. For the forgiveness of sins involving the rights of others, it is essential to obtain first the pardon of those whose rights were usurped or destroyed. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Ta'ala accepts the dua of the one who performs Hajj and Umrah, and if he seeks forgiveness, Allah Ta'ala forgives him. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever sets out for Hajj, Umrah or Jihad, but dies on the journey, Allah Ta'ala records for him the thawab of the Ghazi, one who returns victorious from the Jihad, and the thawab of one who has performed the Hajj and Umrah. In relation to Hajj, there is another act of ibadah as well, that is the ziyarat of the Rawdah, the grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Majority of ulama state that the visit to the gracious Rawdah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mustahab. This too is permeated with love. While Hajj is love for Allah Ta'ala, ziyarat of the Rawdah is love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hajj produces progress in the love of Allah Ta'ala, and ziyarat of the Holy Rawdah produces progress in the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who after having made Hajj visits me after my demise is like one who has visited me while I was alive. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has equated visiting his grave to visiting him when he was alive. The tremendous significance of ziyarah of the Rawdah e Mubarak should thus be manifest. The benefit to be gained is indeed great. The effect of ziyarah is the inculcation of love in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, similar to the effect of love which generated in the hearts of the believers when they visited Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam during his lifetime. Increase in love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by ziyarah of the Rawdah is readily felt in the hearts of true believers. This is a true and common experience for all those who make the ziyarah to the auspicious grave of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Madinah Munawwara too is a place of holiness and love like Makkah Mu'azzama. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu narrates in a lengthy hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua to Allah Ta'ala and said, O Allah, he that is Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam made dua to you for Makkah, I make dua to you for Medina. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O Allah, make Medina beloved to us just as we love Makkah, and even more beloved than Makkah. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anha narrates that when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam returned from a journey, he would spur on his camel as soon as he saw the houses of Medina Munawwara. This Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do so as to reach Medina quickly. This action indicates the love which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had for Medina Munawwara. Yahya ibn Sa'id radiallahu anhu narrated that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the surface of the earth, there is no place which I love more for my grave to be located than Medina Munawwara. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam repeated the statement thrice. The foregoing narrations will suffice to indicate the profound love which engulfs the acts of Hajj, Umrah, Ziyarah and the holy places. The love of all of these is indeed embedded in the hearts of the believers. There is no need to provide proof for this. Believers who are by the means should therefore not neglect these noble, important and great acts of ibadat. These acts are indeed a great treasure. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq.